This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Bush, as a rule, featured a fair amount of humor. For instance, here's historian and author John Meacham.
He never slowed down. On the primary campaign trail in New Hampshire once, he grabbed the hand of a department store mannequin asking for votes. When he realized his mistake, he said, "Never know. Gotta ask."
In other news, one Marine's in stable condition. There's no word on the condition of a second who were injured after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided off the coast of Japan early today. Search and rescue efforts continue to find five other Marines. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Two people are dead after a semi-truck crashed into a school bus in Illinois overnight. Police in Bloomington say the truck was driving the wrong way on an interstate when it crashed into the school bus carrying a girls' basketball team. The police say two people killed, but they offered no further information. We do know at least 11 people were on the bus, and the students have been taken to several hospitals. Snow and cold air could cause some travel problems today and over the next few days. Today in the Great Lakes and Northeast, as snow showers are expected around the region as more Arctic air is dipping down into the U.S., and lake effect snow could lead to as much as a foot of snow in some areas. The largest newspaper in North Carolina is now calling for a new congressional election over fears of voter fraud on Election Day. The Charlotte Observer says it's found troubling details of voter fraud in the 9th congressional race that's forced it to conclude there should be a new balloting. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Prosecutors in Alabama are going to have to turn over evidence about the shooting at a shopping mall in suburban Birmingham on Thanksgiving. A judge yesterday ordering prosecutors to share evidence in the shooting that ended with a police officer killing a young black man. The officer says he thought Emantic Bradford Jr. was the one who had opened fire in the mall, shooting two people. Bradford was armed, but never fired his gun. According to the investigation, a 20-year-old man has since been charged with attempted murder in connection with that incident. His attorney will now get all the evidence, including videos of the confrontation which led to those shootings. TV star Sarah Hyland is taking a break from social media, she says, after receiving negative comments. The Modern Family star says on Twitter, quote, "You guys finally did it. Your horrible, negative, ignorant words have broken me." Hyland received social media backlash after asking fans to set up a GoFundMe account to pay funeral expenses for a 14-year-old cousin who was killed last Saturday by an alleged drunk driver. Some fans critical because Hyland does reportedly earn over $100,000 an episode on Modern Family. And recreational marijuana now legal in Michigan, as residents over 21 can officially grow, possess, and smoke it effective today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Another busy day in news and something very critical here that we're going to lead off with. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Dr. Corsi, the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And we're going to get his side of the story next. Dr. Corsi, as always, an honor to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. It's good to be with you as well. Thank you.
Well, look, we need to get it from you and get it straight. A lot of punditry out there, which is typical of the fake news environment today. And I've been looking forward to this opportunity for you to present your side of the story. I think you've done something that is quite courageous. I'm hearing from the everyday American, Jerry, that they are encouraged by what you did, that you're standing up to the bullies and what they try to make you do.
Well, Bill, it's a completely politically and it's criminally driven, the Bueller investigation. I mean, my case, they want to essentially put me in prison because I couldn't remember a few emails.
Mm-hmm.
And make a natural memory mistake, and suddenly you're a criminal. Now, I'm 72 years old. I've never committed a crime in my life. I don't think I have hardly a parking ticket on my,
right.
You know, my background. And mm-hmm. You know, I go into Mueller with give them all my computers, hand over my cell phone, mm-hmm. my email accounts, everything they want. I feel I've got nothing to hide.
You voluntarily do this, right? I mean, they're not asking.
Yeah.
You just bring it all and you say, here it is. Have at it.
First thing we did was, mm-hmm. You want any of these devices? You want any? What else would you like to see?
Mm-hmm.
A completely open book. I mean, I gave them my passwords and usernames for all my email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I helped the FBI and Quantico download my Twitter and Google account because they had that double verification on it. You know, you have to authorize access
right.
with your cell phone and the like. So I did all that. And, yes. You know, the first day they asked me if I wanted to send anyone to see Assange, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
But then they produced this email I hadn't seen in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been able to download my 2016 emails before I began testifying because I had this time machine which had everything in it.
Right.
The computer itself was virtually broken. At any rate, when I saw the email, they allowed me to amend my testimony. And yet, in the one count they want me to plead guilty to, they were going to charge me with my unamended testimony, the memory mistake on the first day. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to swear before a judge and God
mm-hmm.
that I knowingly and willfully presented them information I knew to be false with an intent to deceive them. I didn't do that.
Right.
I made a memory mistake.
Right. Well, and that seems, you know, reasonable, the fact that you know, they even gave you an opportunity to go back and amend and take a look. You know, that seemed to be fair-minded of them to allow you to do that. But then afterwards to come back and go, oh, on this technicality, we're going to call a penalty and put the rest of your life at risk here.
Well, see, they wanted my testimony, and through, I said there were two rounds. The first round, when they were just after, you know, how I was working with Roger Stone, they were happy with the testimony. Mm-hmm. But the special prosecutor blew it up because they wanted me to connect Stone to Assange. You know, they were going to say, Jerome Corsi, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Assange, and then Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, and Trump. And that was going to be their collusion to coordinate how Assange was going to release these emails that supposedly Russia stole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Russia didn't steal the emails, and I did not ever contact Julian Assange. I don't know him. I've never had any email or phone or any other kind of conversation with him. I didn't have any intermediary who did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I broke their chain, and they were furious.
Right.
Special prosecutors couldn't accept that in July and August 2016, I flew over to Italy with my wife, family. We had our 25th wedding anniversary. And in that flight, kind of fit together. I connected the dots, and I realized that the emails that Assange had left after July 22nd, 2016, when he dropped those emails with W. Wasserman Schultz, were Assange had Podesta's emails. And I told that to Roger. I told that to everybody else. And the special prosecutor said, "You're lying. You had to have a source." I said, "I didn't have a source."
Right.
So we went. The second round became just, the whole thing was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I was constantly forgetting things and constantly misrepresenting. It would be in my testimony every 2 minutes until I could give them what they wanted. Then they became belligerent. They pressured me. They used memory techniques. And finally, they just blew it up and said all my testimony was worthless because I couldn't give them what they wanted. And I'm not going to plead guilty to a crime I didn't commit. I'm not
exactly.
Gonna,
well, you know,
my religion is too important to me, and
right.
I'm just not going to go in and swear before God, like, you know, knowingly and willfully, giving them information that I knew to be false to deceive them. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it seems that there's some parallels between your story, just in terms of the tactics that were utilized here for what was utilized with General Flynn, although it was much more forceful. You know, they're bringing in his family, they're threatening to put his son through the gauntlet as what you went through. And people who have not gone through something like this, Jerome, they don't understand what kind of pressure is taking place. I mean, we see it depicted sometimes in movies, you know, with the lamp, the heat lamp focused on you and the intense interrogation. But unless you've been there yourself, you can't even begin to comprehend the kind of pressure that takes place. And meanwhile, your brain just is not moving fast enough to remember everything, knowing that if you make a slight slip up, that this could get you in jail.
Well, I think General Flynn is a great American hero. And I think he should. I think he should be pardoned. I think it's a great travesty what they do. And I wrote a book called Silent No More. It's out now. It'll be out hopefully at the end of this week in an ebook edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's up on Amazon. We've made more money in the hardcover, but it's not going to be printed until March. So I said to the publisher, let's get the ebook out now so people can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, I'm going to finish doing the audio book myself, and pretty soon we'll have the audio book up there. This will show you. I wrote this as we were going through the Bueller Horror Show, and I wrote it first person. In fact, he was sitting there with me, and he could feel what it was like. And I think this book is going to be, needs to be written, read by all Americans to go through the experience. It's a horror show. Right today, okay, today, I still don't know if they're going to come to the front door and put handcuffs on me and take me away. I still don't know. I'm expecting he's going to take me at any minute. And he's going to indict me because I've got a bad family. Who knows what charges?
Since right.
This is up. They're going to throw the book at me, is what I like attorneys to say.
Right.
You know, and so let me go ahead, Phil. They want to put, you know, me, a 72-year-old guy, who punished me for all the books I've written. Because they don't like, you know, all the book, you know, Unfit for Command, which I co-authored with John O'Neill in 2004.
Right.
My books against Obama, this current killing of the deep state. They made it clear they hated me, the special prosecutor. prosecutors. They hate what I've written. They hated me.
Wow.
They called me a liar. They said my books were all lies.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about surrendering to the will of God, and I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sharing a part of your day with us as we come to you fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. The conservative writer has filed a criminal complaint against Mueller, He alleges their bid to seek false testimony. Jerome, you know, your reaction to Mueller, I got to believe, was it's got to be surprising to them. And this is why, I guess, in part, you know, in the middle of this interview, you could very well hear a knock at the door and they could take you away.
Well, my attorneys tell me that Mueller is now angry and they're going to be vengeful. Mm-hmm. And they're going to throw the book at me. And right through in the middle of this interview, they could knock on the front door, put me in handcuffs, haul me down to Washington, D.C., and throw me in a jail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my wife wouldn't have time to pack a toothpaste for me, I mean, a toothbrush.
Yes.
And they just ripped me out of my family. You know, I got to deal with my wife crying, and she's very strong. She's going to support me through this. And my daughter, is Grandpa going to go to prison on Christmas?
Right.
And if they, baby, Grandma and Grandpa will be in prison on Christmas.
Mm. Well, as we were, as you were explaining, I wanted to give you this platform to tell your side of the story outside of all the pundits, to lay it out straight. As you were saying, you were very cooperative with them. You gave them passwords. Here's all the information. And when they weren't getting what it was that they wanted, they went in with a specific agenda. These prosecutors that put you through this incredible experience, who are they?
Well, there were three prosecutors. Jeannie Reed, who was kind of the head of it. She was a hardcore Hillary lawyer. She represented Hillary at the emails and Clinton Foundation. Aaron Zelinsky, he was a prosecutor under Rosenthal, and he helped in the Uranium One cover-up. And then Andrew Goldstein, and he was our corruption chief for Fred Bahara, mm-hmm. Southern District of New York, and they had a case, a report on there for 4 years. Fred Bahara and his whole team had an FBI agent leaking grand jury information, the Wall Street Journal, and to the New York Times. These are all hardcore Democratic partisans, and they use the worst possible prosecutorial techniques to bludgeon people. When finally I never had a contact with this bond.
Right.
When I wouldn't lie, they blew it up, and now they start attacking me on my books. I mean, they give me half-hour lectures. So he's telling me that my books are worthless, that I take them back here, back there, and weave them into lies, get millions of people to believe these lies. I mean, they're now ready to prosecute me for co-authoring Unfit for Command in 2004 against John Kerry for my books on Obama, mm-hmm. the Obama Nation, and for my current book, Killing the Deep State. People hate me. They made it absolutely clear when they threw me out. I said, next thing, expect Dr. Corsi plea agreement. Well, they gave me the plea agreement. I didn't want the plea agreement. I was on my way to NBC. Mm-hmm. The limo was pulling up to 49th Street, NBC studio entrance. I was going to give an interview. My attorney calls and said, don't go in. Zelensky and the prosecutor just called. And don't give any more interviews. They'll give you a plea deal where you won't have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife said, at least listen to the plea deal. So I canceled the interviews. Then I get the plea deal, and I recognize that they want me to, one count I have to plead guilty to, but it's the testimony I gave before they allowed me to amend it,
mm-hmm.
completely corrupt on their part. And I'm lying. I did not knowingly and willfully give the grand jury or Zelensky and his prosecutors information I knew to be false with an intent to deceive them. I did the opposite. I gave them everything I had openly. Why would they do that if I was going to lie to them? And they make it out that you lie. I didn't lie.
Mm.
The memory test. I forgot a few emails.
Right.
And now the federal prison, I'm going to have to die in. You know, my lawyers said, they're mad at you. They'll come at you now eventually to make a case out of you that resisting their authority, you're going to die in prison.
Mm.
So I said, so be it. You know, at least I'll die in prison. You know, Jesus Christ is my personal savior. If I have to die in prison because I refuse to lie before God and a judge, so be it. I'll do
exactly.
That.
Right. Well, God bless you for your conviction. But, you know, people of America need to wake up and understand This is the weaponized government environment that we live in. John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute has been warning us for over a decade about how this government has been, getting out of control. But it seems that the 2016 election, Jerry, has just unhinged them. I mean, to the point that the rule of law is out the door. It's just about their agenda. Now, getting back to one of the things that they had suggested was that there was ongoing conversation and collusion between you and Roger Stone. Clarify and clear that up, if you would.
Well, I mean, this is ridiculous. First of all, they're prosecuting Roger Stone for politics and me for participating in politics. Now, there's one issue where I wrote a memo for Roger, so I thought he could explain that it was not Podesta when he wrote this famous email, you know, Podesta's time at the barrel. Mm-hmm. It was all the work on Podesta making money and Hillary making millions of dollars in Russia by selling military technology to Russia during the reset, which, by the way, none of the Democrats, Mueller and the group, do not want to investigate. They don't want to hear about that.
Of course.
So I said, yeah, in their terms, that was a lie because I tried to explain to them that, you know, in their terms, it was not absolutely true. But in public relations, in all politics, I was trained by Edward Bernays, who created public relations. You're what they call engineering consent. You're creating narratives that position your candidates. I said to the grand jury, I said to Zelensky, not the grand jury, I said to him, look, British Petroleum hires a publicist. They've been exploiting oil resources all over the world for 100 years. Suddenly they changed their name to BP, and now they're Beyond Petroleum. But Beyond Petroleum is maybe 1 or 2% of BP's business. That, there's no more Beyond Petroleum than Long John Silver is Beyond.
It's kind of like Planned Parenthood. We know that, right?
I mean,
right.
I was engaging in normal public relations, which they had to testify to the grand jury. I knew to be a lie because it wasn't, in my view, perfectly true. Roger has a different view of it. Roger is entitled to his view of it. But, you know, I had to plead guilty to politics as if it were a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, how many lies did Hillary Clinton tell during the campaign? And she's not, you know, they don't care about that. So, but that wasn't really what they wanted. They were happy to get that. That was round one. Mm-hmm. I went to the grand jury. They all shook my hand. They were all thrilled with the testimony. Round two, because I couldn't give them the link. I didn't have a link to Assange or Stone or anybody else. They blew it up and said all my testimony was worthless. Now I'm going to go to prison. They started attacking me for my book. Their true feelings came out at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 months and 40 hours with these people, 6 sessions, why do they go so far if I was... I couldn't give them what they wanted, which was a solid link.
That's the whole bottom line of all this stuff. Well, Dr. Corsi, with the criminal complaint, we've got less than a minute. Where are we with this against Mueller?
Well, keep following. I've got CorsiNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
They want to donate, they can do it there. CorsiNation.com. Regular updates. Also my Twitter account, which is Jerome_Corsi. I'm posting a lot on that.
Yes.
And videos as well as updates. I want the criminal complaint we filed against Mueller taken seriously by Whitaker. And my attorney's going to press that very hard, Larry Klayman and David Gray.
Great. Right. Excellent.
They should not ignore this criminal complaint.
And Silent No More is available?
It's available right now. Order the hardcover. We'll help us build the chart. By the end of the week, at the beginning of next, we'll get an e-book. Silent No More, and you can beat it immediately.
We got to leave it right there. Dr. Jerome Corsi, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. It's no surprise that the holiday season is retailers' most lucrative time. Holiday shoppers are constantly scouring brick-and-mortar stores, major retailers, and e-commerce sites to find the best deals possible. But what are our purchases revealing about our shopping habits and patterns? For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey has monitored consumer behavior and preferences to analyze the what, why, and how surrounding our shopping methods. Catherine Bruce, Manager, Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated, discusses holiday shopping and how consumers plan to spend this holiday season.
From Black Friday and Cyber Monday to the rush right before Christmas, today consumers have more options to buy what they need and still stay on their budget. With the option of layaway, ship to store, and social media opportunities, we're seeing a change in consumer habits and high-cost items becoming more accessible.
For more information, visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a grand state funeral in the nation's capital yesterday for the late President George H.W. Bush, a smaller family-oriented funeral is set for a few hours from now at an Episcopal church in Houston. Yesterday's funeral featured a fair amount of humor. For instance, here's historian and author John Meacham.
He never slowed down. On the primary campaign trail in New Hampshire once, he grabbed the hand of a department store mannequin asking for votes. When he realized his mistake, he said, "Never know. Gotta ask."
In other news, one Marine's in stable condition. There's no word on the condition of a second who were injured after two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided off the coast of Japan early today. Search and rescue efforts continue to find five other Marines. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, I got a real treat for you. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Tim Janis. Tim, an American composer with 10 Billboard charting CDs, over a million albums sold, 4 national public television specials. He's worked with some of the top artists in the music and entertainment business, including Sir Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, Ray Charles, I mean, you name it. He's covered it all. He has conducted the Czech National Symphony, the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic, the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. You get it. He's got an incredible background. And on top of that, as if that wasn't enough, he took on the challenge of directing a movie that's just perfect for the season. It's called Buttons. It's a new musical film that'll be in theaters on December the 8th, a Fathom event. One night only, a star-studded cast. And, Tim, it's all your fault. You put it all together.
I know. It's all my fault.
Well, congratulations on this. I mean, what a cast that you've been able to assemble here.
Yeah, it's an amazing cast. You know, it crystallized sort of around Kate Winslet's Golden Hat Foundation, which helps those living with autism.
Yes.
And from that, then, as you know, just a wonderful cast came on board.
Yeah. You got Dick Van Dyke, Angela Lansbury, you know, Paul McCartney does a, you know, he offers some musical contribution of Nova. Wow. I mean, what a terrific group of people. And how did you herd all these cats together?
Well, I think that, you know, they really wanted to come out to help support the, you know, the Kate Winslet Golden Hat Foundation helps those living with autism. They really wanted to support that cause. But having Dick Van Dyke and Angela Lansbury together in this movie to me was just so incredible. Not to mention having Kate Winslet and Robert Redford narrating.
Right.
There's many of these like pairings, like James Seymour and Charles Shaughnessy. Just all these pairings that are just incredible and makes for a beautiful Christmas special.
Well, tell us about Buttons. What's it all about?
Well, it's, you know, I'm a big fan of the old MGM classics, Singin' in the Rain and shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie has, it's a musical movie. Dick Van Dyke, I mean, he, you know, was between the ages of 89 to 92 when we were filming, and he's singing and dancing around the set. So if you like Mary Poppins, it's very...
It definitely, I had a flashback more than once, I got to tell you. I did.
I know, and he's incredible. Like, I remember once on the set, he told our lead actress that he felt like he was 11 years old, you know, just with this full of energy. And I mean, being 93, you might think he'd say 20, but he has that spirit. It's such a wonderful spirit. So when you see the film, I think it's just so awesome to see Dick and Angela together on the big screen.
Well, the one thing about Dick Van Dyke as well is that his smile covers the screen, doesn't it? I mean, it just chews up film. I mean, it's just brilliant.
I think that's why, you know, they both play, you know, angels in the film, and they sort of mentor, or they weave the lives of these two orphan children through their lives and create this beautiful happy ending. But they feel kind of like, you know, your favorite grandmother or grandfather. They're just so warm and brilliant in the film that I hope what people take away from it is just a great sense of hope and happiness.
Well, you want to be a child and have Angela Lansbury reading you a story.
I know. She puts so much emotion into it, and she's just perfect. And actually, there's a scene where Dick and Angela are together towards the end. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
Right.
When they came in on the set, they were actually talking about the Hoover administration. It was like,
oh my gosh,
they're just so amazing.
Yeah, I bet. Well, what an opportunity and a fun time for you to be around this kind of talent, Tim. And, you know, you mentioned Gene Kelly, and there's a special tribute to Gene Kelly in the movie. And, of course, his wife is Patricia Ward Kelly, is going to be featured in the Fathom event as well at the end, right?
Exactly. You know, we love that era, the MGM musicals, and how they just made you feel great. So this film is supposed to do the same thing. And then what could be better? Actually, Gene Kelly's wife, Patricia Ward Kelly, flew out. We had a huge standing set that we built for the movie, and she was filmed on the button standing set. It's speaking about special stories about her husband that, you know, not many people know, and it's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for it.
Thank you.
Tim believes the uplifting message comes at a relevant time for audience of all ages. He says, I'm thrilled to bring buttons to theaters with Fathom Entertainment. Always love the classic Hollywood musicals, as you can tell. So tell us the story. You know, what is the storyline of Buttons?
Thanks. Well, it's a very... a very inspiring story, and it takes place between the time period of about 1901 and 1935, and it really centers around a mill girl who had lost her family. So if you're from the New England area, you'll know all about those old mills, and how these angels come into her life and really help, you know, bring hope and just happiness back to her life through the song and dance and through the workings of all that they do to make things come together. It's beautiful.
Well, as a sickly orphan, I mean, as if things weren't tough enough, I mean, you know, she has a rough existence. I mean, ends up as an orphan.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think the message for everyone to take away is that in life, you know, when there's things that are trials for us, is that sometimes by helping someone else, we help ourselves, and that empty space in our heart, you know, can be filled with helping someone. And so there's a lot in the movie that's about kindness and also just about, you know, if you've had loss, how you can be restored. And then there's just the fun element, of course, the dance and the song. So it's kind of like a new American, like, epic story centered around, you know, the Christmas time. But it's sort of historical in the sense that it was going back to the mills, and it's sort of that turn of the century for our country.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, there's this angelic component that's really uplifting. And so it's a lot of things. I kind of complicated to, you know, describe it all. But
there's a lot to it. But there's good storylines in there in terms of, you know, teaching lessons to your kids. I mean, the story of the haves and have-nots. People who can be kind on one hand and not so kind on the other. I mean, and it's and that clearly comes out in the movie.
Yeah, I think those messages are, you know, great for the kids and then for all of us. I know myself, you know, just it's always reminding us, you know, how we can be grateful and how we can be kinder, and then also just giving us, you know, hope, because Angela and Dick are just brilliant. You know, they're just their smiles, like you said, and they're dancing and their song. So it kind of all comes together to just give your heart like a special lift. I know Roma Downey, you know, she actually plays a sister with her daughter in the film, which was amazing. Yeah. There's so many celebrities you'll notice in the film that come in and out that I think are already close to our hearts.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole experience here, as you say, is that we're seeing familiar faces and voices. You know, Roma Downey's voice is so distinctive.
Yeah.
And not to mention, you know, Dick Van Dyke or, you know, Kate Winslet as well. I mean, these are all unique, and what they trigger in us are the memories, especially Dick Van Dyke and Angela Lansbury. I mean, it takes you back into your childhood. At least it did me, I got to tell you, Tim. And I really appreciated that, you know, for all the great things and, you know, iconic pieces that Dick Van Dyke, whether we're talking about Mary Poppins or Angela Lansbury, you know, the whole Murder, She Wrote series.
Yeah.
It's just incredible, the breadth of their work and what they've contributed to our culture is just absolutely precious. And I'm so glad that you've been able to package this together and given us such a great blessing for this holiday season.
Thank you. Well, I think that it'll, and I hope it'll be something that, you know, we can celebrate each year, and you can't do better than be with Dick and Angela and all the other great celebrities at your Christmas time to get you in that spirit. And it's our goal with Fathom, you know, it's out this Saturday at 12:55 p.m. I really want it to be in theaters so families and communities can come together. And my real goal is next year to come back again as a special Christmas event, because I just really believe that it's great for us to all go out together and experience, you know, something joyous that can give us hope together.
Well, you're always welcome on the show here, Tim, anytime, as we celebrate the holidays with Tim Janis's heartwarming musical film that includes Dick Van Dyke, Angela Lansbury, narration by Kate Winslet and Robert Redford, and one night only, November the 8th. Make sure you get your tickets early and get them at the website, right?
Right, December the 8th, and they're at the FathomEvents.com website.
Tim Janis, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Oh, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? Well, this should be the year you get one. The VA reports that if more veterans got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, it's more difficult for us to fight the flu. So here's your veterans tip of the day. The VA has established a partnership with Walgreens and now is offering flu shots at all of its pharmacies, including Duane Reade Pharmacies in New York and at the Walgreens Health Clinic locations across America. The VA medical centers aren't always conveniently located, and not all veterans have access to them. This is why they've partnered with Walgreens. Eligible veterans can visit participating Walgreens pharmacy locations to receive a vaccination at no cost. To find your closest Walgreens, go to walgreens.com. You can get your flu shot on your next visit to the VA center, too. The life you save may be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Joining us now, David Bossy. He and Corey Lewandowski are giving us their latest book off their best-selling book earlier. This one is titled Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. David Bossy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, David, this book, Trump's Enemies, you and Corey got together. You felt like this is a book that needed to be written, that the storyline needed to be kept in front of we the people, lest we forget, in light of all the fake news that's out there that is trying to control the narrative of this administration.
That's exactly right. We wrote our, Corey and I wrote a book last year called Let Trump Be Trump, which was our campaign book about his rise to the presidency. This book is, you know, getting a chance to look at the first year and a half, almost 2 years of his presidency, and really reflecting on the vast left-wing conspiracy that is really out there trying to destroy President Trump, that started during the campaign and still goes on to this day.
Well, in your book, Let Trump Be Trump, you saw the power of this brand like no one else. Other people, I mean, even to this day, David, people are still confused at, you know, what makes Trump Trump and, you know, allows him to resonate with everyday Americans to the level that he does.
Well, part of it is because he speaks directly to people, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not your average politician. He is a businessman who runs the government like a business, and he doesn't take no for an answer. Most politicians, they'll say, oh, well, let's try to do this, and then it doesn't work out, and they move on to something else. President Trump is somebody who's totally dedicated to the promises that he made during during the campaign and since, and every day he's trying to deliver on them.
Well, for Main Street America, that for years, dare I say decades, David, that has been dying to have somebody like a Donald Trump come in. I remember as a little kid having this conversation with my dad and telling my dad, you know, what our country needed was a businessman with a kind of a Chapter 11 mentality to come in, you know, to where there's no sacred cows. It's just, hey, can we make it work? And here it is, all these years later, we get Donald Trump, who comes into the White House, as you say, treating this like a business. I mean, let's make it work for the people.
You know, it's exactly right. And I remember years and years ago, there was a businessman named Ross Perot.
Yes.
And he ran as an independent, and he did quite well in considering he was a, you know, an alternative candidate, not a Republican or Democrat, and he did quite well. And it's actually the reason that one of the reasons that Bill Clinton
got elected, exactly.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that you know, the American people have recognized this before. It's just they've never had somebody who's been a, you know, member of one of the two major parties, which is really the key to success. And Donald Trump struck a chord with the American people during the campaign, and with his America First agenda, telling everyone that America's best days are yet to come. Very Reagan-esque. The Make America Great Again thematic was very Reagan-esque. And I think that that's the difference here is, you know, he's aspirational. He wants everyone to succeed. He wants everyone to have what he and his family has that they've built over the last 20 or 30 years. And he wants everyone to be successful. And that's fundamentally what every American should want. That's why he got 60-plus million votes, and that's one of the reasons that he's president today.
Exactly. David, you mentioned that you have Donald Trump, the candidate, who's on the campaign trail, and you saw that up close and personal, and now you're witnessing Donald Trump, his first 2 years of his presidency. What would you say to people that would try to suggest, as you said earlier, that politicians, you know, present themselves one way as a candidate and another way once they get elected? What would you say to them about Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, the proof is in the pudding. You look at the mainstream media. You look at the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. If he was somebody who said what he needed to say to get elected and then became Washington, became part of the swamp, when he got here, you know, I think he would have a lot higher approval ratings, right? But because he is somebody who stands tall and says, you know what, we're going to continue to drain the swamp. We've had some success, but we're not anywhere near done yet. And what he's doing is he's putting, you know, and trying to destroy the very livelihoods of the permanent class that's here in Washington, D.C. So, I think the proof's right in the pudding that he is somebody who is going to continue to push boundaries, continue to try to do things differently, because he looked at the world and he said, you know what, the geniuses in Washington have been doing it wrong for the last 30 or 40 years, whether it's our economy or foreign policy, and this is something that he decided we're going to do things differently, and that's what he came here to do, and that's what he's still doing today.
Well, in his inauguration speech, he said, today America is going to be handed back to the people that it deserves to belong to, and that is we the people. The bureaucracy of the deep state saw that and heard it as a deep speech, as a dark speech, I should say. And they did not understand that was, if anything was a dog whistle to Main Street America, it was that, I would say.
Right.
You know,
no,
they got
it. There's no question. There's no question about it. What there is is, you know, the president is going to continue to fight this deep state, whether it is the permanent class, those that cannot be fired because they're protected by the federal unions, or those, you know, Obama and Clinton appointees that have burrowed themselves in, whether it is those members of the intelligence apparatus or those former members of the FBI, most of them are gone, the DOJ, that have been fired so far, but we've seen them misuse their power. We've seen that there needs to be reforms to the FISA application process, to the abuses that can, you know, that your average FBI agent can abuse this process, and it's never happened before where FBI agents are trying to use their powers to defeat a candidate, let alone a candidate for president. But it's never been seen before, and I hope it never is seen again.
Well, this is a cultural issue, as you say, David, that runs deep. What else can we do to support this president? Because the veil has been pulled back on this deep state. I think what Mueller's got to report on, you know, he's going to be careful because I see Mueller as part of the deep state, so he's going to protect his interests. But it's going to be quite revealing. What can we anticipate from that report that you think will expose this even more and maybe even encourage Main Street America, everyday Americans, to get behind this president to open this cancer up, you know, to open it up and get it vacated out of our government so that we can, you know, truly be great again?
Yeah, I think that we are seeing this president having to fight. And if you look at the Mueller probe in this ridiculous canard that is the Russian collusion investigation, that there's been no evidence of whatsoever. We're going to see if Mueller was following facts and evidence, as though his defenders say that this is what's taken him on all these down these different trails. We'll see if he treated the Trump people with one set of rules and the Clinton Obama people with another set of rules. Because as I mentioned a moment ago, if those FBI agents are not investigated, if what James Comey did in releasing and leaking classified information that, you know, it was a violation of the law. And
exactly.
Did James Comey lie before the Senate committee? So, you know, is there one set of rules for Michael Flynn, who was interviewed by Peter Schrock, the FBI agent, who claims that Flynn had lied to him and gave conflicting information in two different interviews, versus a different set of rules for Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Clinton people who were interviewed by the exact same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, but he gives them immunity from prosecution, and as part of that deal, destroys their computers and cell phones so that nobody can retrace what they did. This is the difference, you know, between the two. This is how those within the deep state, those within in power, use their powers to help one side and hurt the other.
David Bossie served as president of Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, beginning in August 2016. David served as deputy campaign manager for Donald J. Trump for president, then as deputy executive director of the Presidential Transition Team. In 2015, Bossie was ranked number 2 in Politico's top 50 most influential people in American politics. He and Corey Lewandowski, the best-selling authors of the book Let Trump Be Trump, now give us this new book, Trump's Enemies: How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.